is Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, yay! And today, the podcast is about whether or not men should shave. And we're not just talking shaving your beard or your mustache. We're talking about manscaping, or even, you know, shaving other areas of your body. Now, me personally, as a woman, I will start this podcast off by saying I prefer shaving. I do not like to kiss anyone who has any facial hair. So if you are going to be in a relationship with me, you are going to have to shave. I don't like it. And I've had my reasons in the past, you know, other than the fact that you're getting a mouthful of hair most of the time, which I don't know how any woman puts up with that. But, there's irritation on the face. I have not had any good results. Even when somebody had just shaven and just had a little bit growing out, to all the way to beards, to just mustaches, or even small mustaches, I have ended up with redness, scratches, painful, you know, rashes from dead skin and the bacteria they had in their beards. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you try to clean your beard. A lot of guys always have they have flaky skin underneath, which is like dandruff. And you know what dandruff is from? And you know what that flaky skin is from on your beard or your mustache? It's bacteria. It's bacteria and germs, and that's why your skin's flaking, and every time you scratch your beard, you're getting a bunch of skin falling off or whatever. It's disgusting, and I don't really enjoy putting my mouth on something that disgusting. Same thing about manscaping. You know, don't want a mouthful of hair. You know, nobody does. And I can say that for both sexes. Everyone that I've spoken to prefers female or male to be shaven in their private areas. Now, you know, when you get into other areas, like, you know, if men have back hair, you know, that's all personal preference, I think. Because, you know, if a woman doesn't want to be touching somebody's back hair and it disgusts her, then you're probably going to have to shave that. Now, I have never had anybody who's had that. So, I haven't experienced that yet. Chest hair, I have no problem with. I really don't. In fact, you know, guys that I've dated have been, you know, arms, legs, chest, very hairy. Just not back hair or facial hair or private hair. So, you know, and I think because they know that that is a preference of mine. And if you want to be with me, and there's a lot of women, that's a preference. And if they're, you know, people aren't telling you that that's a preference, they're probably lying. Because I don't know that I've spoken to any of my girlfriends or any of my friends who like it. They prefer, you know, no beard. They prefer everything at least trimmed up. They prefer, if someone has back hair, to have it taken off. And they prefer the manscaping, you know. And even if someone has long hair, we prefer that you take care of that hair. You know, if you're not going to take care of your hair the way that we're taking care of our hair, keeping it clean. I mean, I personally wash my hair every day. I expect that from my partner. In fact, I wash my hair. I have long curly hair, and I wash my hair every day after workouts. I wash my hair, you know, if I perspire, when I'm doing yard work, whatever. If I feel like I've gotten a little bit sweaty, it's time to take a shower. Because that's disgusting. You have all that sweaty. And how do people not wash their hair for like a week? I don't know. I mean, if there's a reason to not do that, like a medical reason or whatever, okay, then don't. But if there's no real reason, you should be showering every day and you should be keeping yourself clean. Okay, now the one article here is from Ask Men that I looked up. And they are listing the 6 benefits of a clean shaven face, okay? And why it is so hygienic. See, this is why I want to get it done. This is why when people are working in food service, or they're working or if they're cooks or whatever, and they have beards, they make them wear the beard thing, because their beard hair will fall out and their skin, their flaky skin, and their bacteria from their beard falls out. And they make them wear, you know how they have a hair net? Well, they have a face net for men who have beards. And if I go into a restaurant and I see that a cook is not wearing one of those and they're cooking, I leave. I leave because there was one time we were in a restaurant and guess what got into the salad that we had, the bowl of salad that we had for the group at the table? It was beard hair. We sent it back and we got up and left and we didn't pay. We're like, you know what? You need to make your people wear face nets. And they did. We were told later that they had changed that because we actually just got up and left and people were asking us why we did and we told them why. Okay, so it's kind of disgusting. I don't understand anybody who doesn't shave or keep their hair washed or keep themselves trimmed. I just don't understand it. Who wants to not be clean? I don't get it. Okay, so here's the article. There's a lot of unnecessary hullabaloo over facial hair among men. Many consider the ability to grow a beard a matter of pride, but we all know that it's one thing to grow a beard and another to maintain it. See, that's the problem. Men are men, and they're not gonna maintain that stuff. I'm sorry. There's very few men who are actually gonna be that clean. Ugh, it's just gross. Okay, you shouldn't avoid shaving to prove something to people at the cost of your own comfort and convenience. Unlike what some men propagate, your facial hair doesn't testify how manly you are. No, it doesn't. In fact, to me, if you're clean shaven and you take care of yourself, that proves how manly you are. You're not some child who can't take care of himself and who's just gonna let things go and who's too lazy to shave every day and who's too lazy to keep himself clean. That's what it says to me. When I see somebody who has a beard, that's what it says to me. Now, I realize there are actors, models, people like that who have the beard because it's in demand. The print ads or the movies are looking for the long hair beard, the sort of Viking looking people. Okay, that might be okay for a part, but when you're done with the part, shave the freaking beard. And I know there are some actors and some models that, that's their big thing, that's what they're known for, so they never shave it. Well, guess what? I won't be dating you. I mean, it's just disgusting. I don't know. I don't understand how somebody could keep it clean. I really don't. No matter how hard they try, there's always going to be something in there. Okay. So let's see. Okay, this is the article. There's more to being a man than growing a beard, and a lot of women would attest to that. There's no point in retaining facial hair when it's a hassle you'd much rather do without. Apart from being difficult to manage, facial hair also apparently hampers the quality of your skin, the skin underneath the beard, causing dryness, itching, and rashes. Instead, you can opt for a clean-shaven face, which, apart from smothering your skin, makes you look younger. Smoothening your skin, excuse me. Apart from smoothing your skin, it makes you look younger. So, just a little story. During the pandemic, I let certain things on my face grow out because nobody was around and we were shut in and I wasn't seeing anybody. And I just let it grow out a little bit. Like I have, a little bit, when I was in college, some girls made some comments. I probably should have never done this because you couldn't really see anything, but I went ahead and I put something on the top of my lip because they were making out like I had something. Really, I didn't. My boyfriend told me later, you shouldn't have done that. You really didn't have anything that was noticeable. They probably did that to make you do it because they were jealous because you didn't have to do it. But I do have some hairs that grow out, and I've been trying to slowly sort of soften those and then bleach them so I don't have to do it anymore. But when I've had some of the hair growing out after I would, take it off, and I just kind of left it for a few days during the pandemic, and totally forgot about it because I wasn't going anywhere or doing anything. I ended up getting flaky skin, and we're talking there was hardly any hair there. There was like just a few hairs, and there was hardly any hair there, and I got flaky skin, and I got some sort of a little bit of a. There was bacteria that had gone there because there was hair there, and my skin is not was not used to that because I had always, every day kept it up, right? So I happen to know that it can happen even with a little bit of hair on your face, which I have very little hair on my face, right? And so if that happened for me, because I didn't take care of something for 2 or 3 days, what's going on underneath that beard of yours that you probably have had for years or months or weeks? Ew. That was enough for me. I was like, if this is what happens with the little bit that I have, this just definitely proves to me that I'm right about people who have beards. And one guy that when I met him, he was clean shaven, but he showed me pictures of these big bushy, like Magnum PI kind of mustache, his big bushy mustache. And then he said he wore it so they would look younger to get in the bars. And I told him, I said, I pointed to that on this picture and I said, "See that? If you'd had that the night I met you, we would not be together. I would have not spoken to you. I would have walked away." Because that is just much how much I hate facial hair. I would, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you. So, and there was a guy that I dated that had one of those little pencil thin mustaches, and that bothered me. So, that's just me. Anyway, okay. So let's see, where was I? If you're considering going for a clean shaven, we're here to tell you exactly why you should take the plunge. Here are 6 benefits of having a bare face. Shaving eliminates dead skin cells. Now that's what I think happened to me, is that I wasn't doing it and I had some dead skin cells that weren't coming up that, normally I'm kind of, sloughing those off, right? If you have a lot of facial hair, it becomes difficult for the skin underneath to shed dead cells. If they stay put for a long time and stick to the surface of your face, your skin can become dry and dull. Over a period of time, as more and more dead cells accumulate, the quality of your skin begins to deteriorate, resulting in skin problems like dandruff, itchiness, and rashes. Which again, I couldn't believe that it happened to me in like 3 days, like 2 or 3 days. So if it happened to me, I know it's happening to all you guys. Okay. When you shave off your beard, the razor not only pulls out the hair from the follicles, but also the dead cells. So there's dead cells in your follicles too, underneath the skin, that go down in there because you have a beard that's holding on to them. Ugh, this makes me want to gag. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. Shaving opens up clogged pores. There you go. That's what they just said. Having facial hair clogs the pores of the skin underneath. As a result, the sweat and what is it? Sebum secreted from them. Oh, yuck. Often do not find a way out. Moreover, if you do not look after your beard in the manner you should, the dust and the dirt that sticks to it, we're talking environmental, we're even talking pollution, we're talking germs, everything, okay? The dust and the dirt that sticks to it may settle into your pores, resulting in skin infections and diseases. Come on, guys. Do I even have to read anymore? I'll continue. That's why regular shaving is considered as a healthy, hygienic practice for men. Easy to manage. That's just another point. It's easy to manage. Maintaining a beard is not as easy as it is to grow one. You need to give special attention to your facial hair for it to grow for a sharp, well-defined manner. For example, you cannot wash your beard every time you shampoo your hair. Ew, you can't? Now, this is totally grossing me out. Even the products for facial hair are different than the ones you use for your head. Facial hair demands a separate routine altogether. If you do not have the time and energy to do that, you'd much rather opt for a clean shaven face. See, it's already easy, guys. It's already much easier, and it's more hygienic, and you're keeping your pores clean, and you're stopping diseases. I mean, what more? Do I need to read on? I will. Okay, it feels light. That's the other thing I don't understand. You know, when I have longer hair or when I get too much hair, I have to go get my hair trimmed because it's just too much. So I can't even imagine having that much hair on your face. I just can't do it. Okay, so apart from the damaged facial hair causes to the skin underneath, a lot of men find it extremely uncomfortable to have half their face covered with hair. I feel uncomfortable about it as well. So I'm with you. They feel a certain weight on their face every time their beard grows out, which causes them discomfort and unease. This is another reason why some men prefer keeping their face bare, as shaving makes them feel lighter and more hygienic. And it does. It does make you more hygienic. Next reason, allows moisture to penetrate your skin. So, for your skin to stay healthy and hydrated, it's important for it to have enough water content by way of moisturizing. However, when you have facial hair, it becomes difficult for the moisturizer to seep in to your skin, causing it to become dry and dehydrated. This can make your skin feel rough, itchy, and flaky, and result in those dreaded fine lines, wrinkles, and cracks. So do you want to maintain your youthful look? Shave your freaking beard, or you're going to look old. Okay. Shaving your face smoothens the skin underneath, allowing it to absorb water and nutrients from the moisturizer. Okay, so there you go. It keeps you looking young to shave your beard off. As well as other areas of the body, I'm sure, right? It makes you look younger. It definitely does. Because I can tell you, the guy who had that big bushy mustache, he looked much older with it. And I'm sure it got him into bars when he was under 21. But, ew. I mean, once you're there, who wants to kiss that thing? Not me. Okay. It makes you look younger. Another plus point of shaving is that it automatically makes you look younger due to all the benefits of regular shaving discussed above. Your facial skin tends to become smoother, clearer, and healthier. Apart from pulling out the dead skin cells and all that other stuff they mentioned, diseases, shaving reduces the likelihood of developing fine lines and wrinkles and makes your skin look more youthful and radiant. So do away with the hassle of facial hair and go for a clean shaven face and confidence. So there you go. There are several reasons, and I could go into several more that I'm sure a lot of women have about how disgusting it is and how they don't want a mouthful of hair and they don't want to be getting skin and whatever else. You know, the big joke about guys finding food in their beard, you know, hours later or days later that they had eaten before. It's not funny. That's not funny at all. That means you're not keeping your beard clean, but then it makes me question what else you're not keeping clean, right? Like, when would you take the last shower? Do you change the sheets on your bed? You know, to me, someone who has a beard, it just says lazy to me. I don't know. Maybe that's offensive, but, you know, for me, it just tells me you're not taking care of yourself. You're not manscaping, right? And like I said, there are actors, there are people in the entertainment business that they wear beards for a reason. But, you know, even in interviews that I've listened to from different actors and different people about when they've played parts where they've needed to have a beard, they're really glad that they get to shave the beard off. They talk about how itchy it is. They talk about how their spouses or their girlfriends don't want to come near them because they hate the beard. I rarely hear anything positive about beards, right? Okay, So now we're going to go into another article. Should men shave their pubic hair? Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish this in the 30 minutes. I might have to do a second section on this, but we'll see. What women really think. A trim shave or let it grow wild. Here's what women want to see. And I will tell you right now, again, every woman that I know, they want you to manscape. They want you to trim the pubic hair. In fact, they'd be overjoyed if you went and got a Brazilian wax and it was all gone. I'm just being honest. Because it makes it a lot nicer to, have fun in the bedroom when you're not having to deal with a bunch of nasty, germ-ridden hair. And that's another thing that happens. You're going to get a lot more bacteria down there than you're going to get on your face. Because there's sweat and it's just this environment that's hot and nasty. It's going to breed a lot more things than being in an open air beard, right? Ugh. Just again makes me want to gag. Okay. So let's see. To go trim, clean shaven, or au naturel. These options are on men's minds a lot more than they admit. Trust us, men's body hair is a touchy subject for most guys, but women have been dealing with it forever. Thank you. They get regular waxes to rid themselves of leg hair, use laser hair removal to tackle armpit hair, tweeze their eyebrows, and trim wax shave their pubic hair. So, in this era of expanding possibilities for men and masculinity, it's time to have a serious conversation about men's pubic hair. Grooming below the belt is new, so whether you fully embrace your unkempt furriness or you started manscaping long before manscaping was even a thing, you must be at least a little curious to know that women what women prefer, especially when it comes to your nether regions. Why do we have pubic hair? You might think it's unsightly or inconvenient, but the truth is pubic hair exists for a reason. We just aren't sure what that reason is. Actually, there is a reason, but I'll go into that later. Evolutionary biologists have suggested that pubic hair is an indicator of puberty, an evolutionary signal that we're ready to reproduce. Another hypothesis argues that pubic hair serves to trap pheromones and that shaving it all off therefore means we lose out on the benefits of olfactory attraction. Bacteriologists have long noted the ability of pubic hair to trap sweat, dirt, and bacteria, thereby preventing potential infections causing bacteria from reaching the genital areas. A much more important infection for women than for men, pubic hair also reduces skin irritation and chafing, which are major causes of genital infection. So that's what I always heard, that it protect it's protecting women's private areas from getting infection, but it's also trapping all that stuff and it's still there. Now, if you do not maintain cleanliness, and I'm not just talking one shower a day, I'm talking two or three showers a day, after you work out, after you do anything that's strenuous and exerting, that you're sweating, all of those things add up and you have to keep yourself clean. Plus, you're going to the bathroom, all of that stuff. So you have to maintain cleanliness throughout the day. And that's more than just one or two showers a day sometimes, right? Right, which is why women like to have the wet wipes rather than just toilet paper, because it actually cleans that area. So, but even then, if you have too much hair, it's going to hang on to all that sweat and bacteria and disease, really. So, I don't know that it's a benefit. Okay, the takeaway is that you might want to think twice before removing all your pubic hair and instead opt for something closer to trim. If you decide to go bare, take some precautionary measures to stave off infections or skin irritations, including using a skin balm or your newly shaved genital area on your newly shaved genital areas. Pubic hair styles. When it comes to pubic hair, men definitely get the short end of the stick. Women tend to have far more options and flexibility when it comes to opting for a unique style. That is no longer true. You men can get all of that, and thank gay men for that. Thank gay men for that. Men can now go to these same salons and get, they can get their different shapes and different kinds of waxing, and they can get everything taken off. They can have a Brazilian wax. They can get a what they call a landing strip. The whole bit, right? They can do it. They can have special things done to shape their hair a certain way. Okay, but I'm telling you, get a Brazilian wax for your wife or your girlfriend, and you're gonna have a happy lady. That's all I gotta say. Okay. You can go bare, which is the Brazilian wax. You could opt for a total shave, leaving no hair behind. This involves a lot more effort, especially in the scrotal area, as well as some aftercare, since shaved skin is especially sensitive and prone to infection. Well, I'll tell you, from being a female from experience, you just put some lotion on, and if you're taking showers every day, that's not going to be a problem, right? Trim, the most common option, is also the easiest and most low maintenance. A quick trim, whether with scissors or electric shaver, to tame that unruly pubic hair without making it look like you put too much effort into the appearance. Or you can do just a scrotal shave, which is basically just your testicles you shave. Some men consider their efforts of shaving their testicles either for aesthetic or sexual reasons. If you go down this path to shave your balls, just be extra careful, as the skin on your testicles is thinner and easier to nick. So there is the opinions on that. We have a few more minutes here. I don't know if I'll be able to get everything in, but there's some comments. There was comments that were below this that I thought were pretty good. So, do girls like pubic hair on guys? To find out, we asked the women at Ask Men for their opinions. Do women prefer men's pubic hair that's trimmed, styled, or even shaved bare? It's all started with the following thread. Anonymous. Yeah, I'm sure. It says, in adult bags for women, men are completely shaven. Do women find it sexy and prefer this? So this is a man who was asking to get females' opinions, right? Well, it's safe to say that the tastes and preferences vary from one woman to the next. Aspen's female readers might have given many men the best incentive to go bare. Here we go. First one. I'm a fan of shaved, also less hair, more head. Thank you. Next one, personally, I prefer shave. Next one, I am personally not a fan of being completely shaved, but trimming and keeping your space clear only benefits you in the long run. As a woman, the thought of getting a mouthful of hair is completely disgusting and will definitely turn me off from certain sexual acts. Just my opinion. Okay, so now I'm going to check my time here. I've got a couple more minutes. Okay, I like to be able to see the full length of the penis. And it's hard to see, pun intended, if there is a jungle down there. It doesn't have to be shaved, bald, but trimmed is good. That's just my opinion. Another answer, every woman is different. What I would do is trim it short, but not shave it all the way. It's a good balance and sends a message that you care about your appearance. You can also ask for preference. Some do like overly hairy guys, some like clean shaven. But try trimming, to basically give you the feeling that you still have hair. So if you're, trying trimming. Okay, there's still a little few more questions here, and I'm running out of time on the 30-minute clicker, because they end this and then you have to make another podcast. So I'm going to finish this on the next section. So I'll see you on the other side, and we'll finish talking about this. Hi, I'm Mr. Eclectic, and we're on the other end of talking about whether beards, manscaping, shaving is something that men should do. We already know that women have been doing it probably their whole lives, many women. There are women who opt not. You'll see a lot of younger girls that are opting not to shave their legs. I actually have friends who have never shaven their legs. Never shaven their bodies at all. I think they may have done underarm, but because they had light hair. They were blonde or had light hair on their body. So they just decided, well, why shave this? nobody can really see it. It's not dark, and so I'll just go ahead and not shave it. So I do have friends who have done that, or I have friends who haven't shaven and they've just bleached their hair. They've just went ahead and gotten it bleached, and I, you know, after you bleach it so many times, I guess you don't need to bleach it anymore, I'm not sure, but they've just bleached the hair on their legs and they've never shaven. So, you know, I don't really have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with people who have hair on their legs, hair on their arms. You know, like I said, I've never really had a problem with that. But I grew up with a mother who shaved, and she taught me to shave. So immediately when I got, you know, hair, when I got to a certain point in my life, she taught me how to shave. She gave me an electric razor, and I shaved. And so now, looking back at that, I wish she hadn't, because then I might have been able to do what my other friends did. And I encourage younger women all the time not to shave if they haven't done it yet, and to go the other route, because it gets to be such a pain in the butt, because we're shaving most of our body, women, most of our lives, right? You're shaving your legs, like from, you know, your ankle all the way up to the top of your leg. You know, you're shaving every day. Some people only shave up to their knee. Other people will shave all the way up. But, you know, it is the preferred look to be totally shaven, right? So then you're doing that. You're shaving your armpits. You know, if you see a woman who has hairy armpits, everybody goes nuts. And you're shaving, of course, your pubic area, because that has also become a conditional thing in a misogynist patriarchal society that is expected of women to shave their legs, full leg, armpits, and to shave their pubic hair areas. And then, of course, if you get any facial hair, women are expected to shave all that off. And then what's happened in this misogynist patriarchal society? Now it's getting to the point where more men are growing beards. You know, they're growing more hair, and we're expected to shave it all off, and they just keep growing this disgusting hair that holds on to, you know, bacteria and everything. And we're shaving off more than we absolutely should. Women are. I mean, it should be accepted for women to just not have to shave their legs. And in some countries, it is. It is accepted. So, it depends on the country you live in, but in America, women are shaving off a lot of their hair, and they're plucking their eyebrows, you know, they're shaving off any hair that's around their face. You know, later in life, if they start getting little small, darker hairs, they have to cover those up or pull them out, so it's really not fair that women have to do all this. And so, my point is that when I've been, you know, I've dated people or had a serious relationship with people, that's what I point out. I said, if I have to do all this for you, the least you can do is shave your face for me and manscape, you know, for me. Those are the two things I at least want you to do. So, you know, if I can do all this for you to make you happy, then you can do this for me. Two areas, face, privates. Totally, I'd rather have that shaved, right? So, I haven't had any arguments with anybody. Now, I know there's probably people out there who probably would refuse to do that. Well, those are the people I probably wouldn't want to be with. Because if you can't do the little small thing for me when I'm doing all of these other things for you, then we're probably not going to be good in a relationship. So, that's just for me. That's the start. Okay, now, there's another set of comments on this article that I wanted to read. We're going to continue with that. And it says, and just in case you're curious to know how other dudes go about manscaping down there, some men also weighed in on the topic. So this should be interesting. I haven't read these comments yet. I read the female comments, but before I started the podcast. Okay, first guy. Well, completely shaven looks a bit prepubescent. No, it doesn't. Shave it. Anyway, I don't know if chicks like that. Okay, let me say. Yes, chicks like that. Particularly this chick. Okay. The upside is that it makes my tools look much bigger. Oh God. Does it really? No, it doesn't. But okay. However, trim closely is best. You can't go wrong with that. Okay. Hey man, shave it all off. Just think what a great blow job she will give you. If your ass is very hairy, get that waxed and she will love rimming you. No. I don't think that, no. Maybe some, but no. Girls just love not getting hairs in their mouth. It does not make you gay to excite your female partner. Good point. Not sure I agree with all the other things he said, but good point. Good point. The point I'm talking about is, do it for the females in your life to excite them. And it doesn't make you gay to manscape. It makes you smart, knowing what your partner wants, like I was saying in the beginning of this second half. Okay. I keep most of it trimmed, but the boys are shaved clean. Seems to be appreciated. Okay, so now that you have a better idea what reasons are on women's minds when it comes to sex appeal of a guy going completely bare or a guy who's more of a simple pubic trimmer, removing pubic hair can be slippery or a prickly slope. We have some suggestions on the best tools for removing male body hair from any area of hair growth. If you're scared of removing all your pubic hair, trimming neatly is a more sensible option, and one that is also appreciated. You basically, if you're trimming enough off that it's keeping it out of the way and it's not going to be coming into someone's mouth, you're probably going to be appreciated. Now, if you are bare, you're probably going to have a lot more fun sexually, and that's just the truth. If you're bare and you're clean, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, always take a shower before you have sex so that you're so clean and you smell good and everything smells good. Then, if you're going to do anything orally, that would be the first thing you do after you've been clean, or just do it in the shower after you've cleaned off. And, that way it's a lot more cleanliness than, waiting till you have sex and then expecting it to happen. Then you probably should shower again, right? And they've even proven that if you shower between each time you have sex, there's less chance of men and women getting urinary tract infections or any other kind of infections. So it's actually a really good idea to keep clean. And that's just a point for you right there. You can get an urinary tract infection by having sex if you haven't taken a shower and you're not clean before you have sex. That's just how volatile that area is down there. So if you've got hair all over the place hanging on to all that bacteria, ew, ew. So, I'm, making the points here. Okay, so let's see. It's important to please the ladies, but are you up for the daily maintenance that comes with keeping the boys completely bare? If so, get prepared. When cleaning up your nethers, it's crucial to have the right tools on hand. So let's jump into some of the favorite products for below the belt grooming. It's called the Beveled Pre-Shaven Oil, and you get your nether regions properly prepped for shaving. So yeah, that could probably help. So you're not, scraping it up down there. You're getting it ready for a shaving session by using a priming oil like this one. It helps soften your hair while retaining moisture in your skin, and two things that make it that much easier to glide your razor over some of your most sensitive parts. Women have learned this a long time ago, right? Once you try it, it's bound to become your pre-shave ritual for life. Gillette Styler. It's a special razor, I guess. For you first timers, trimming and then finishing up and with a razor can make the job much more manageable and less painful. Use a razor. So they're basically telling what you would do with a beard. You would first trim your long hairs down there and then go through with a razor once you've trimmed them shorter, right? You don't want to be taking a razor to the really long hairs because it's just going to clog up your razor. So, okay. Use a razor specifically designed to handle this sensitive terrain. Like this all-purpose styler, it has a trimmer to take hair down, so take the longer hair down, and its Trust Infusion Pro Glide razor boasts 5 blades and a lubricated strip for an easy glide, and that can give you non-slip ergonomic handle, and you have yourself the best a man can get. And then there's Cremo Original Shaving Cream. You may be completely hairless below the waist, but she's not going to be feeling you if your downtown area is covered in shaving bumps, ingrown hairs, or irritation. If razor burn is a concern, these lubricating shaving creams made with aloe and macadamia seed oil should help you achieve smoother, bump-free results. It's a thin concentration formula, not a puffy foam, that sits on your skin and allows you to see what you're doing. Remember, fewer passes with the razor results in less friction and resinous. Nobody wants to nick or cut the family jewels, and if that isn't all the reason you need, it won't clog your razor either. Now, as far as getting nicks, bumps, and things below the belt, I will suggest this. It's just something that I've used for years, and it works. You're gonna, shave. Put the lotion on, let all that set in. And then, if you know you're not going to be around anybody or you know you're not going to see anybody, immediately after you shower, before you put the lotion on, after you've shaven in the shower, you can take the same stuff that you use on your face to get rid of zits. What's it called? It's for acne. It's like the liquid stuff you put on a cotton ball and you put it on for acne. And you can use it down below if you're getting any kind of bumps or acne down there. And that's usually a result of ingrown hairs. Or of course, if your hairs are going ingrown, you want to take care of that. You want to open the skin and get the hair out and trim it. But if you're getting kind of zits or anything down there, that helps to kill the bacteria around the area once you shave it. So you can use the same thing that you use on your face to clear out acne. You can use it down in your nether regions to kill the bacteria, and then you can put your lotion on top of that, right? Just like you would do with your face, you would use the stuff on your to get rid of the zits, and then you can put whatever lotion you want on top. And always when you use the liquid, it's like an antiseptic kind of stuff that you put on your face. When you do that, you want to let that dry. You want to let, because it's got, bacteria killing stuff in it. Because you'll feel it. It's like a cooling kind of, it doesn't burn, but it's like a cooling sensation. And you want to let that all dry on your face before you put lotion on. Because you want to let it kill the bacteria. You want to let it get into the pores and kill everything and dry out. Okay. Then they also have body grooming shavers like this one, Philips Noroco Body Groom Series, and has the different razor heads on it for the different lengths. Dude powder. If you're jock shaving, you want a whole body, you can increase your athletic performance. It can also help you smell fresher, especially when you keep the boys dry with a few pats of this talc, right? And then they've got Aquaphor healing ointment. We can't say enough about manscaping. Your balls means taking the utmost care not to slice your sensitive bits. But just in case you do, you'll want to keep some of this healing ointment on hand to slather on the minor nicks. Then keep it covered and far away from any more razors for at least another week. So that's something you can buy, Aquaphor healing ointment. So some good tips. But I think that overall, just in a couple, I wanted to make sure that I went to a site where they have actual, medical and good advice for this sort of thing. So overall, the articles and everything that I've read, women want you to manscape. I rarely read anything that said a woman did not want total hair gone. So most women are going to be very excited if you show up and it's all gone. Now, you may have, had some fun before and not done it before, and then you'll show up and it's all gone. She's probably going to really appreciate it that it's all gone. I mean, check ahead if you want to, or just surprise her. Me, I would be totally excited if someone decided to do that for me without me asking. Because it seems that most times, I would say 50% times, you have to ask, or you have to tell them. Listen, I'm not going down there until you take care of that situation. You have to take care of that situation. So, or I'm not going to kiss your face until you shave all that off. If you want to be kissing me, you got to shave the beard off. Now, and there's a lot of guys that can shave a beard. Like they have that 5 o'clock shadow look. A lot of guys like to do that. A lot of guys like to do that 5 o'clock shadow look, right? That's fine. You can have the 5 o'clock shadow look. You can even go out with me, but don't let that come near me. And when we go home, you better be shaving it off before we, go into the bedroom. You better go in and shave your face. And I have had guys that will do that for me. They'll have their beard grow out a little bit, and, simple kisses and things like that are okay because it's just a little bit of growth. It's just that 5 o'clock shadow. And there's a lot of guys who their beards grow really fast, and then they come in dark. And so, but by the time we're gonna be getting hot and heavy and kissing, that better be off your face because the only thing that's ever happened to me from 5 o'clock shadow to really short beards to even long beards is my face gets destroyed. Now, maybe I have a more sensitive face. I doubt it. I would say most women have the same problem. But I cannot endure anything on your face, any hair. A beard to half beard to even a small amount of growth in close contact. I can't do it. So that much I know. So there, like I said, there's been guys that, they might let it grow out. Like if they're not going to see me for a day or two, they might let it grow out. But they know before they see me, they got to shave that thing off. Because I'm not going to want to be around them. I'm not going to want to kiss them. I'm not even, like it just disgusts me. I can't handle it. And I'll tell you, there's a scene in the movie. Oh, I can't remember what the movie's called, but it's with Gwyneth Paltrow and Johnny Depp. Well, what's the name of the movie? Oh, I can't think of it. And he's got an English accent, and he has this handlebar neck mustache that he's growing out. And there's a scene in the movie where he, comes in with this new mustache. He's been gone for a few days on business and comes with this mustache. And Gwyneth Paltrow's character is like she starts having a gag reflex anytime he comes near her with the mustache. Like she tries to kiss him and she actually starts she starts like she can't she the gag reflex starts and she can't stop, and then he starts getting a gag reflex because he's responding to the fact that she has a gag reflex. And it's a really, really funny scene. But that's me. That is me. And the reason that that scene is so popular and it resonates with so many people, I mean, there's so many people who have watched that, just that video on, I think it's Movie Clips online. And I've posted that video a couple times to my page. And the reason that it gets such a reaction is it is universal for women. And men have also experienced women doing that when they tried to come near them with their mustache. So, or their beard or whatever. That is me. I get a gag reflex when anybody comes near me. I have tried to be with some, I've tried to get somebody who had a beard. I have tried to be with that five, I've tried everything. I've tried it and I can't do it. I did with one of my exes one time, and I woke up with my face totally shredded. Totally shredded. And it was just red everywhere. And I had scratches and scrapes and It was awful. I just looked in the mirror and I'm like, never again. Never again. I gave you a green light one time and it's never gonna happen again because this isn't gonna happen to my face. I mean, I literally had to put lotion on my face and antiseptic and because I was just scratched up so bad. And so if you're going to do that with someone, be careful. Be careful. Or just don't kiss, I guess. I guess you can, have fun, but just don't kiss. But that is my reaction to anybody who has facial hair, pubic hair. Again, I haven't experienced back hair, but I would say, yeah, I definitely want you to get rid of that. Or your shoulder, back, whatever. And I know there are a lot of guys that have high testosterone, and that does happen to them. But again, if I can shave my legs, my armpits, my privates, my face, the little bit of hair that I have on my face, then you can do that for me. You can do those two areas for me, or maybe three. So it's just an equal give and take. And I think if all women said, well, if you're not going to shave for me, then I'm not going to shave, then that would turn these men off, right? If we just let everything down there go wild, we let it, women let the mustaches grow out on their face and the chin hairs come out on their face and let our leg hair grow, and let our armpit hair grow. I can just hear the amount of bitching that men would do about that. And they would be louder than anything that a woman would ever say. So again, if women can do it for you, you can do it for them. It's only fair. And, if you want to have a greater, more fulfilling, more exciting, more fun sex life, I am telling you, shave your pubic hairs, shave your face, shave, your back hair or shoulder hair, whatever. Whatever your significant other wants, do it for them. Because that's who you're going to be spending, if you're in a long-term relationship or if you're in a marriage, this is the person you're spending your life with. And you want to make sure that you're having fun in the bedroom. And you don't want them to ever be like hesitant and stop and go, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This is making me sick. You don't want that to be a reaction because you were too lazy to shave your facial hair or you were too lazy to shave your pubic hair. It's really that simple. And if you don't want to use razors, there's Nair depilatories, the liquid that you can put on and that takes your hair off. You can use that. Or I have in the past used a combination of that. I would shave with a razor, and then you have to wait like 24 to 48 hours after you use a razor. And then I would come in and I would use depilatory so that I could be totally clean, no hair at all. And that would last, 3 or 4 days sometimes. It depends on how fast your hair grows, right? And then I might only have to do a quick razor shave, And I would end up only doing the Nair, the depilatory. I would only have to do that once a week. Now, if you are waxing, that's going to last a lot longer because it's literally taking your hair out from the roots. Depilatory and razor combination, if you do those, 48, 2 days apart, that is, just getting the top growth off. And it may go down a little bit into your pores, but not really. Waxing is going to take it out. Now, I'll have to admit this, I have never waxed. I've never done it. But if somebody wanted me to get the Brazilian wax, I would do that. But I haven't had anybody. Apparently, my shaving, then waiting a couple days, and then doing the depilatory has worked really well. Everyone's been really happy with that I've been with. So, I would definitely suggest that. It's a lot easier, maybe than going, and it's cheaper than going and getting waxed. But if you can afford to get the Brazilian wax, I would definitely do that. For especially for a guy who doesn't want to continually be messing around with his testicles, they can do that there. They can rip that hair right out and it'll be gone. I can't remember how long, if it lasts a month. I can't remember how long it lasts. But I do know that it lasts at least 2 weeks to a month, maybe, depending on how fast your hair grows. So that's the way to do it. And what's his name? It's Hudson, Goldie Hawn's son. I can't think of his first name. But he has gone on his Instagram and talked about how he does a Brazilian wax and how much his wife likes that. And he basically said there are times when you do things for your spouse and it benefits you wildly because you did it for them. And he's like, I'm telling you guys, go get the Brazilian wax for your wife. You won't regret it, So he, there's a guy that is, purporting to everybody, this really good-looking man who's purporting to everyone, do this for your wife and you will not go wrong. You will be happy that you did it for her. And so, yeah, he has said that he does that and he's admitted to it. So I think it's become a lot more acceptable to do the manscaping over time. And I think today it's way more acceptable because gay men have made it acceptable. The more that we're accepting of the LGBTQ plus community, trans people, the whole nine yards, the more we're accepting that, the more we're saying, hey, it's not so bad for men to go get, waxes or to shave or to manscape or to do those things for their partner. And it's true. If you do those sort of things for your partner, they're going to be excited about it. They're going to, you might have your partner end up doing something that they would never have done before because you were too hairy and they didn't like the hair, right? And the minute you do the clean everything off, wax everything off, then they're like, oh, I'll do this now. You'll see a shift. You'll see a shift happen. But I will also add, clean shower. Take a shower. Make sure if you're expecting, same with women that are listening to this podcast, shower, clean yourself. If you're expecting someone to go down there, it better be clean. And like I said before, you can even take a shower together and just do that stuff in the shower so that you can keep cleaning each other during the whole process. If that's what it takes, then do that. If that's what it takes for you to get what you want, or for you to give what you want to give somebody, tell them we have to do it only in the shower because I'm disgusted by this. And if we're not constantly cleaning each other off, I don't want to do it, right? Just be honest about it. But I would at least say between each act, go run into the bathroom and take a shower. They actually do say if you go to the bathroom, if men and women both pee in between, you have sex, you go pee, you take a shower. That is a suggestion from the medical community that you should do both. That you should pee, which that flushes out bacteria, and then you should shower and clean everything off, whole body. And that is a great way of keeping from getting urinary tract infections, which can be awful, awful, and painful. So, do what needs to be done. Do what needs to be done for your partner or for your one night stand or whatever. If someone asks, do. Manscape, guys, I'm telling you. You're going to get a lot more fun if you manscape. Listen to the female comments on this thing. They're telling you're going to have a lot more happen. And the men's experience on the in the comments also will tell you that. This has been Amherst Eclectic. Hope this has been helpful. Hope you go and manscape. Until next time, have fun.